हरि ओम् सर्वेभ्यः नमस्काराः। अद्य कौमुद्याः हल्सन्धिप्रकरणे तुगागमप्रकरणादारभ्य शीतुक इति सूत्रादारभ्य अध्ययनं कुर्मः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च गणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। Can you hear me, Ravi?
Yes, it's clear.
Awesome. Because my screen says connecting to audio. I'm not sure. Okay, I think before we start, there are a few questions from last class. So, I think we should just take them before we start with today's class. Okay. There are quite a lot of questions, I guess. Anyway, good. The first question. When we use samvatsara, we put anuswara using monuswara. How is sam a pada? Monuswara ityanena samvatsara sanyoga ityadishu sarvatra anuswara monuswara ityanena mantasya padasya anuswara syat iti anuswara kritah katham tasya padattvam iti prashnah. सर्वेषाम् उपसर्गाणां पदत्वमस्ति। संवत्सरः इत्यत्र तु अस्माभिः प्रातिसमासः इति समासः क्रियते, यत्र कृदन्तैः सह अथवा संयोगः संवत्सरः इत्यादीनि पदानि सन्ति तत्र सर्वत्र समासोऽपि वर्तते। देर् इस् आल्सो ए समास, इट् इस् नाट् जस्ट् आडिङ्ग् एन् उपसर्ग टु द धातु. That will happen in Tingantas, but in Subantas when we have, and I think even in Subantas, the Upasargas always have the Pada Samya, because they are Nipatas. What's the sutra? Pragrishwara Nipataha ityanena Upasargaha Kriyayoge. Kriyayoge Upasargaha Bhavanti, Tesham Nipata Samya Api Asti. Swaradi Nipatam Avyayam ityanena Nipatanam Avyayam iti Samya Asti. अव्ययत्वात् सुबुत्पत्तिः भवति लोपश्च भवति. आल् उपसर्गास् आर् अव्ययास्, विच् मीन्स् दट् एस् ऐ टोल्ड् वन्स् अपान् अ टैम् दट् देर् आर् ओन्ली टू कैण्ड्स् आफ् पदास् इन् संस्कृत. इट् ईदर् हेस् टु बि अ सुबन्त आर् हेस् टु बि अ तिङन्त. ईवन् अव्ययास् आर् काल्ड् सुबन्तास् बिकास् दे गेट् सुप्रत्यय, बट् आल् द सुप्रत्ययास् गेट् डिलीटेड्. दट् इस् वै वि डु नाट् हियर् एनी सुप्रत्यय आफ्टर् अ सुबन्त, आफ्टर् एन् अव्यय. So similarly, the upasargas are also nipatas. All nipatas are avyayas, and since they are avyayas, we add supratyaya and delete them. So because of the supratyaya, because supratyaya has been added, it becomes a subanta and it is a pada. Therefore, the makara is at the end of a pada. Okay, so that answers the first question, I think. Okay, the second question: why do we need two sutras for dhudagama? Both Dasi Dhut and Ashta are similar. Yeah, they are similar, but the Sthani is different. In one, the Sthani is Sakara, which is after Dakara. And in the other, the Sthani is the Sakara after Nakara. So, Daha Sidhut and Ashta. He might have probably joined it saying Danoho or something. Joined Dakara and Nakara and said that the Sakara after that will get dhut, but that is not Panini style. Usually, I mean, he uses a Pratyahara to compress Varnas, abbreviate. But for Dakara and Nakara, we cannot do any Pratyahara. And in other cases, it is rare that, I mean, he uses, it's not that he will not, but in other cases, he rarely uses two letters together. So he just put, there are two conditions. The first condition in which the Sakara gets Dhudagama is when it is preceded by a Dakara. And the second condition is when it is preceded by a Nakara. It is all. Okay, there is one more question by Priya. Kurvanti. Okay, Priya's question is, okay, since Panini ordains a Jhontaha, Okay. We discussed Kurvanti last class, hope you remember. Our question was, there is Kurvanti, and why is there no Natva for Nakara? And we said Anuswara happens and then Parasavarna, because of Adhyatthatva there is no Natva. The question is, since Panini, one question, I don't know, can the people see this question screen on their screen? As in, is it only, since you are
no,
able to?
Huh? It's only for the organizers, Samir.
Okay, I mean, no, since you are seeing my screen, would this be visible, was what I wondered.
No, we can only see the PowerPoint.
Okay, fine. So I'll read out the question. She says, since Panini ordains in Chontaha that the Antadesha should happen, no Sandhikarya within it needs to be considered. Because if Sandhikarya resulted in a different form, he would have ordained that form itself in place of Ant. Okay, her logic is, I mean, like we say, we did in, say, probably in Kakud Mantaha, where he said Kakud, which means that the Anunasika Sandhi will not happen. It is, see difference, that it is not that wherever he says there is an Adesha, no Karya can happen after. That logic could apply only if, after applying Anti, everywhere we had Natva, we could get Natva. Then if he said Anti without Natva, then we could say that, okay, Natva will not happen because Panini said Anti. But that is not the case. After we do Antadesha, if there is a Repha or a Shakara, we have possibility of getting a Natva. If not, there is no possibility of getting a Natva. So Panini could not have set the form with Natva or Natva to prevent Natva, right? He has to say the general form, and then something can happen in some specific case and something might not happen in some specific case. So we cannot use this logic to say that no Sandhi will happen after Antadesha. If the Karya which might happen after Antadesha were common to everything, if every case would have that particular Karya, then only we can argue that since Panini did not make that Karya should not happen. But this is not so. Even after we do Jhontaha, there are some cases in which Natva might apply and some cases in which it might not apply. So the question is, why should it not apply where there is a possibility of it being applied? Okay, I think there are a few more questions. Should we be considering the application of Nashta Padantasya when it is in the Anta part? Well, here, as in this particular case, the Nashta Padantasya Chali happens solely to prevent Natva. In all cases where the Natva will not happen, probably that is why. Okay, so you are saying, since he said Anti, there is no need to that. Well, I'm not convinced, but I think I'll think over it a bit before I answer. So, there are a few more questions which I think I will take up a bit later. Okay, so
Swamiji, we'll have a transcript of all these questions saved, so I can send them to you after class.
Okay, fine. So please do that. So I think I'll answer. There are a few questions which are regarding the Balamanorama commentary. Since we are not directly dealing with the commentary, I'll take these questions. I mean, I'll answer them, but I'll answer them later. I'll mail the answers so interested people can look it up. Any other questions? Can we start? Shyam Aravam. Today's class is anyway going to be a bit of an exercise for the brain. So, okay. Gatakakshayam kimabhutiti kinchit pashyamaha anuswarasandhihi. Arthat anuswarase ye parasavarnaha. Monuswaraha nashtapadantasya jaleiti anuswaraha. Tatashtya tasya parasavarnaha. Iti jnataha. Tatra parasavarna anuswarase apavadaha santi. यहाँ मोनोस्वारः इत्यनेन यहाँ अनुस्वारः विहितः तस्य अपवादभूताः अपवादभूतानि कानिचन सूत्राणि सन्ति मो राजि समः क्वौ क्विबन्ते राजतौ परे समः मकारस्य मकार एव भवति अनुस्वारः न भवति यथा सम्राट् इत्यत्र तथैव हेमपरेव हकारे परे मकारस्य मयेव भवति विकल्पेन मकारपरके हकारे एवमेव यवलपरके हकारे परे मकारस्य यवलाः एव भवन्ति तथा नपरे नः नकारपरके हकारे परे मकारस्य नकार एव भवति किं हृते किं हलयति इत्यादीनि उदाहरणान्यपि दृष्टानि ततः आगमप्रकरणम् आरब्धम् आदौ ङुणोः कुक् टुक् शरि नकारनकारयोः कुक् इति आगमः टुक् इति आगमश्च भवतः शरीपरे इत्युक्तं प्राङ् षष्ठः ततः नकारस्य सुगण् षष्ठः इति आसीत् ततः डस्सि धुट् नश्च इति सूत्रद्वयेन धुट् इति आगमः विधितः षट् सन्तः संत्सः इति उदाहरणद्वयं दृष्टम् इदानीम् अग्रिमं अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति तुगागमविधायकं षि तुक् इति सूत्रं पदद्वयमस्ति षि तुक् पदस्य इति अधिकारः अस्ति नश्च इति सूत्रेण नः इति अनुवर्तते हेमपरे वा इत्यतः वा इति अनुवर्तते पदस्य नः नः इति अत्र षष्ठी विभक्तिः पदान्तस्य नकारस्य षि इति सप्तमी विभक्तिः षकारे परे पदान्तस्य नकारस्य षकारे परे तुक् इति आगमः भवति तुगागमः पदान्तस्य नस्य शेपरे तुक् वा स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः तुक् इत्ययमागमः कित् अन्त्यस्य ककारस्य हलन्त्यमित्यनेन इत्सम्यक् तस्मादयं कित् आगमः कित् इति कारणात् आद्यन्तौटकितौ इत्यनेन नकारस्य अन्ते भवति आगमः कित्वात् आद्यन्तौटकितौ इति नकारात् परः तुगागमः सन् शम्भुः इत्यस्ति नकारात् परत्वेन शकारः अस्ति शीतुक् इत्यनेन नकारस्य तुगागमः नकारात् परत्वेन तुक् इति आगमः विधीयते स न त् शम्भुः इदानीं स्तोहुश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन अस्य तकारस्य स्थाने चकारः क्रियते तकारस्य श्चुत्वे स्तोहुश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन श्चुत्वे चकारः ततः इमं चकारं निमित्तीकृत्य अस्य नकारस्य पुनः श्चुत्वं क्रियते स्तोहुश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन स ञ च शम्भुः पूर्वं तकारस्य षकारं निमित्तीकृत्य तकारस्य श्चुत्वेन चकारः चकारं निमित्तीकृत्य नकारस्य श्चुत्वेन ञकारः स ञ च शम्भुः ततः षष्ठोटि झयः परस्य शस्य छः वा स्यात् अटि चकारः झैवर्णः तस्मात् परस्य षकारस्य अटिपरे अकारे परे छकारः स ञ च शम्भुः सञ्छम्भुः तथा ततः झरोझरि सवर्णे हलः परस्य झरः लोपः वा स्यात् झरि सवर्णे झरि इति कृत्वात् छकारे परे अस्य चकारस्य लोपः सञ् छम्भुः लुकेटेड् सीक्वेन्शियल् अप्लिकेशन् आफ् सूत्रास् मेनि सूत्रास् इन् द त्रिपादि द फस्ट् थिङ्ग् दट् हेपन्स् इस् वेन् वी हेव् सन् अण्ड् शम्भुः द नकार गेट्स् तुक् आगम वैरसूत्र शीतुक् That t is converted to chakara by stoshtunashtuhu. after this chakara, using this chakara as nimitta, the nakara is converted to nyakara, again by stoshchanashtuhu. Now the shakara of shambhuhu is converted to chakara by the sutra shashchoti. Once we have chakara, the initial chakara gets an optional lopa by jharojhari savarne. Right? You have final form when we apply all these sutras would be sai chambhuhu. Right? But we see that there are three optional sutras in the series. Jharojhari savarne iti vikalpena lopaha, shashchoti iti vikalpena chhatvam, shituku iti vikalpena tugagamaha. All these three sutras are optional. So if we do not apply the sutra, what would happen? We'll go backwards now. If we do not apply jharojhari savarne, this it would stop here saying saichambhuhu. Right? So this is the first thing where we have applied all sutras. If we do not delete the chakara, lopa bhave, saichambhuhu, chakara api shruyate. So now if we do not do chhatva, if we do not apply shashchoti, then the cha would remain as sh. Chhatva bhave, saich shambhuhu, saich shambhuhu, iti shakaraha shruyate. Now, if we don't do the tuk at all, the first step itself does not happen, then it would be sai shambhuhu, because doshtushtunashtuhu does apply and we have sai shambhuhu. There are four forms. If we go back to the previous slide, if we don't do jharojhari savarne, we end up with sai ch shambhuhu. If we don't do shashchoti, we end up with sai ch shambhuhu. If we don't do tugagama at san shambhuhu, the N is converted to Nya by stoshchunashtuhu and we have Sai Shambhuhu. So finally we have four forms with Sai Shambhuhu. So there is a Karika which tells that Yachau, Yakara Chakarau, Yacha Cha, Yakara Chakara Chakaraha, Yacha Sha, Nyakara Chakara Shakaraha, Nyasha, Nyakara Shakaraha, Iti Chatushtayam, Rupanam Iha, Rupanam Chatushtayam Siddhyati, Sai Shambhuhu Ityatra, Kesham, Tuk Chhatva Chalopanam Vikalpanat. When we apply these optionally, when Tuk is optional, Chhatva is optional and Chalopa is also optional, so by these we have four forms, one in which there is a Nyakara and a Chakara, this is the first form. There is a form in which there is Nyakara, Chakara and Chakara. This is the second form. There is a form with Nyakara, Chakara and Shakara, which is the third. And finally, Nyakara and Shakara, which is the fourth form. Is there a question? Will Shalam Jashwante apply after San Shambhuhu? That is actually the question which I also thought of. But I'm not sure actually. Actually, we should do Jastva here. It appears like we should do Jastva. Hiralalji?
Your voice is not clearly audible.
Oh, okay. I don't know why, because I'm using the same setup as all these days. Are others also having a problem? Anybody else having a problem with audio? Okay. I guess it's a problem with the only. Hello, Vasuji.
Namaste ji. I don't have problem with the audio, but your screen is showing all sorts of black spots.
Oh, okay. Then I mean, it might be a problem with the net connection, because as I said, slow connections might have problems with it. Maybe it will set right after some time, hopefully.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, now coming back to the question, Sadagopanji's question was, will Jalam Jashwante apply at this stage? After we do Shituk, should we do Jashtva? That's the question. Actually, it looks like we should. We should do Jashtva here and then do Chartva here. And then go forward to Shashchoti and Charvachari Savarne, I think. Because the Tugagama is for the Nakara. Nakara Padanta. पदान्तस्य चेत् तकारस्यापि पदान्तत्वं सिद्ध्यति तेन चलाम् जश्वन्ते इति भवेत् इति भाति यस् जस्ट्वा इस् ओ या दिस् इस् 8331 करेक्ट् सोरि जस्ट्वं प्रति तु कः असिद्धत्वम् ऐ वास् थिङ्किङ्ग् आफ् द नम्बर् एण्ड् ऐ वास् रीडिङ्ग् दिस् एस् 8231 जस्ट्वा कम्स् बिफोर् तुगागम जस्ट्वा इस् 8239 एण्ड् दिस् इस् 8331 सो असिद्धत्वात् जष्टुं न भवति थैंक्स रवि वसुजी
नमस्ते सारी यू हैव आंसर्ड द क्वेश्चन थैंक यू
ओके या सो सॉरी आई वाज कंफ्यूज्ड जष्ट्वा विल नॉट अप्लाई हियर बिकॉज़ जष्ट्वा सीज ओनली नकार इट डज नॉट सी शीतुक बिकॉज़ शीतुक कम्स आफ्टर जष्ट्वा इट इज 8239 and this is 8331 asiddhatvat jastvam na bhavati so saichambhu ityatva chatvari rupani agrimam sutram bhavati namo hrasvadachi namun nityam namudagamaha iti prasiddhah ayam sarathihi okay before this there is a question Sira Sutra which tells that Padanta is retained even after the Karya is done. Well, an Agama will never change the Dharma of a Sthani. Yadagamaha tadgunibhutaha tadgrahanenaiva grihyante is what we tell. An Agama means it will not change anything. And anyway, even if it were an Adesha, after we do it, it is still at the end of a pada, so it happens to be padanta. There's nothing special here. But generally, the agama will not change anything of the sthani. It just, it takes on itself all the properties of the sthani by itself. So if nakara was a pada, if sun was a pada, then sant is also a pada. And takara is at the end of a pada, so tak is also padanta. Okay. So that is the general rule with any agama. Agamas will not change the property of the sthani. It takes on itself any property of the sthani. So, gamudagamaha, panchapadani santi. Namaha hrasvat achi namunt nityam. Iti chedaha. Padasya iti adhikriyate. Hrasvat iti panchami. Hrasvat parasya. Namaha ityapi panchami. Gamah parasya. So there are two successions. There is a Hrasva which is followed by Ngam and the Ngam itself is followed by Ach. Achi iti saptami panchamyaha sattvat shashtya viparinamyate achaha. Hrasvat paraha yaha Ngam tatah parasya achaha iti sutrartha. The meaning of this will be clear only in the sutrartha. Ngamut iti prathama. Ngamut iti agamaha bhavati. Nityam bhavati. The previous sutras are all Vikalpa sutras, what we saw, Dasidhut, Nashcha and Shituk. This comes in the same series. The previous sutras were all optional. So Panini specifies this is a Nitya, a compulsory Agama. Hrasvat paraha yaha ngam, tadantam yat padam, tasmat parasya asaha, nityam namudagamaha syat. So to derive the exact sutratha, there has been lot of thought which has gone into it in the Bhashya. So finally the Siddhanta Artha is Rasvat paraha yaha ngam tadantam yat padam tasmat parasya achaha nityam namudagamaha syat. There is a Hrasva. The Hrasva is followed by ngam which is at the end of a pada. That is there is a pada ending with ngam and the ngam is preceded by Hrasva. And following the Hrasva if there is an ach which is a swara tasmat parasya achaha that ach that swara will get the agama called namudagama right tasmat paraha yaha nam tadantam yat padam tasmat parasya asaha nityam namudagamah syat. So what exactly is namudagama? this is a very weird Nirdesha of Pani, because he says he has applied the Ukara and Takara Anubandha to the Pratyahara called Ngam. What he wants to say is, is not Ngamut. There is no particle as Ngamut. This, the Ukara and Takara are there as Anubandhas. Just like Dhut was a, Dhut means there is Ukara and Takara get its Samya, and it is Dhakara remains as the Agama. So the Anubandhas are always applied to one particle, but here he does the Ukara and Takara on the Pratyahara called Ngam. It means Ngam is a Pratyahara. Nyama Ngana Na Nakara 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 Nam Pratyaharena Ngana Na Iti Bhavati Tesham Ngamut Iti Ukara Takarau Anubandhau Tesham Varna Nam Iti Nyayau Ngut Nut and Nut. These are the actual Agamas. He says Ngamut, he means add the Anubandha U and T to three, the three letters which form part of the Ngam Pratyahara. So it would be Ng, N, N. If you add the Anubandhas, you get Ngut, Nut and Nut. These are the three Agamas which are all Tit. So Ngut means Ngakaraha Agamaha. Ngut ityatra Takarasya Halantya Mityanena Itsamya. Ukarasya Upadeshaya Janunasika Ita Ityanena Itsamya. Shishyate Ngakaraha. Nakaragamaha ityartha. Nut ityukte punaha takara ukarayohu itsamya lopasya nakaragamaha. Nut ityukte nakaragamaha. Adyanta utakito iti paribhashaya titvata adau bhavanti ete agamaha. What is an anubandha? Okay, good question. An anubandha is a paryaya pada for it. What we call it samya is also referred to as anubandha. So they are interchangeable. When I say anubandha, I mean they are get itsamya. They are the anubandhas. Okay. So ngamut, you have to know the construction of ngamut is by applying, you take the ngam pratyahara and apply the ukara and takara to ngam, which means you apply it to the letters which form a part of ngam, which is ng, na, na, and you get three agamas. So the sutra tells, hraswat paraha yaha ngam. Rasvasvanat paratvena ng n n ityete varnaha santi ches tadantam yat padam tasmat parasyasaha ng n n ityeva agamaha bhavanti yatha sankhyatvat. When you have ngakara, you get another ngakara as the agama. When you have n, you get a second nakara, and when you have n, it is a second nakara which is the agama. You have pratyang atma. Pratyu a ng atma atyasti, hraswaha asti, hraswat paraha yahangam ngakaraha, tadantam yat padam, pratyang iti padam, tasmat parasya achaha, akarasya, ngakaragamaha bhavati, pratyang ng atma, pratyang atma, iti ngakaradvayam shruyate. There is hraswa, akara, hraswat paraha yahangam is the ngakara. Tadantam yat padam refers to the pratyang. Pratyang is a pada which is ending in ng and has a hraswa preceding. So when this pada is followed by an ach, which is akara, the akara will get the ngamudagama. Ngamudagama is yathasankhya. That is, if there was ngakara here, there is a ngakaragama. So you have two ngakaras, pratyang atma. Evameva, suganna ishaha. Hraswa, hraswa asti, kakarottaraha akaraha. Tasmat paraha yahangam nakaraha tadantam yat padam sugan iti padam tasmat padat achi pare ikare pare ikarasya nakaragamaha bhavati suganishaha san achyutaha hraswaha sakarottaraha akaraha tasmat paraha yahangam nakaraha tadantam yat padam san iti padam tasmat achi pare akare pare akarasya nudagamaha kriyate sanna n achyutaha sannachyutaha iti nakaradvayam shruyate. Is this clear so far? I think there was a question of Sadagopanji. Hiralalji?
See, if this is nityam,
huh,
if this is always, then why yanachi? Why not Yanachi?
Right. Yanachi. That is one standard objection. we don't have an answer except in sautratvat sadhu. In sutra, in the sutra, since it is a sutra, chandovat sutrani bhavanti. The sutra is like the Veda, so whatever he used is correct. We do not make an objection over the sutra. The sutra could apply there. Gamo hrasva rachi gamun nityam. But you see that even if Panini himself says it is a nitya, it is not actually a nitya sutra. There are exceptions to this sutra in other places also. So why he uses nityam and is it really nitya is a question which is actually still being debated. And Iko Yanachi also, for the others who did not understand without, in Iko Yanachi, when you have Yan and Achi, there is Asvat Paraha Yaha Ngam, Tasmat Paraha Yaha Ach. You have all the conditions and still Panini himself has not done the Namudagama. There are also other cases where Namudagama is not done, even though the Sutra says Nityam. So, I do not know the Bhashya actually. If the Nitya Grahana, Bhashyakara accepts the Nitya Grahana or not, I do not know. Maybe I should just look into it and try. Two questions by Sharapopandi. One is, in the previous case where we had San Shambhu, can we do Jashtva before applying Sheetuk? It will not apply because there is no Takara to do the Itza, right? You have only San and Shambhu. There is no Takara to do Jashtva. And the Nakara will not get Jashtva because it is Jhalam. Jhalvarneshu Nakaraha na antar bhavati. Tasmata Nakarasi Jashtvam na bhavati. Takaraha nasti. Tasmat tatra jasasya pratavartihi nasti. The second, I did not understand. Unadi Sutra is the nakara in un and it. No. What was the context of this question? I did not understand. Panji, do you have a mic?
Yama Rasmat Yamunityam. So in the Unadi Sutra also the same question which was raised by some other participant.
I told you, Namo Hasvaramchi Namun Nityam has been, though the Sutra tells Nityam, it has not been applied in many cases. We find many examples where Namudagama is not done. So,
but usually I read somewhere that Pali uniformly does not use the sutram, this even though it is Namudagama is Nityam, he doesn't use it whenever there is a yid involved. To make the yid very clear, when the, supposing you say the Dhatu.
No, but in Yanachi or Unadi there is no it samya. Iko Yanachi yen the nu, oh, you are saying yen is it. Okay. No, in Unadi it is not it samya. Unadi pratyayas is a set of pratyayas where nakara, I do not know actually.
Because there are some controversy there whether it should be Unadi or Unadi. There should be Amunityam. So, I thought maybe that is also a
yes,
that's why I was
just checking on my for that particular thing, I do not know, and I do not even know the what is the basis of saying he does not do it when there is an Itthamya letter. I'll look at it.
There is one Dhatu saying when a Nitya Dhatu is coming, I forgot that sutra. There also he doesn't do Sarandam. It's not Sannantam, so wherever
no, Sannanta is the used, exactly, in the Panini Sutra, maybe Sanadantaha, but Sannanta is definitely in use. When we don't use Sannanta, we use Sannanta.
We use it, but Panini has not.
Maybe, I don't know. I'll have to look this up, sorry. I cannot speak with authority on this. Can you tell me where you read that or where you heard that this thing that it samya is there, he does not use it?
I don't remember really. I thought so. Yeah.
Okay, no.
I read.
Just look at the Bhashya ones and I'll also see if there is any such rule. If it is there, it would solve most of our problems. I'll have to look at it. But thanks for the tip, because so far I didn't even have an idea of where it is used and where is there a niyama or not. So maybe there is a niyama. So that was a deviation. I think people got the flow of the discussion. The objection was, the objection raised was in Iko Yanachi, where you have Yan and Achi, it should have been Yanachi. Or even in Sanadhyanta Khatavaha, it should have been Sanadhyantaha. So why Panini himself says it is a Nitya Agama, and why does he not do the Agama himself? He has not done the Agama. So why is it, is the question. So my answer initially was, I do not know, because there are cases where the rule has been breached. But Shri Raghupanji said that there is a point of view that wherever the N, N, N get the Ith Samya, there he has not applied Namudagama. For example, in Iko Yanachi, Yanda Nakara is Ith, Hayavarat and Land, that is the Pratyahara. So since it is Ith Samya, he has not done Namudagama. Similarly, in Sanadhyanta, the Nakara is Ith, and therefore there is no Ith Samya. So if that is the case, that could be, I mean, for from the examples which I can think of now, it sounds okay. But I do not know if that is the case, right? Hiralalji?
In Brahmi Vyakhya, I read the meaning of the word Nitya is prior.
Here, in this sutra?
I do not.
Okay. Probably, because I looked
that
at the Bala Manorama, and the Bala Manorama does not give anything, and Tattva Bodhini also does not have. So
in Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi, when I went through Brahmi Vyakhya, this is given. Now how he has interpreted Nityam as become prior, we do not.
Correct.
But what I personally feel, what you say, you know, that just like Veda, these are the Vedic sutras only, and so Panini has that privilege, but we are not all the classical literature, they are not supposed to have it in that way, option.
Definitely there. I mean, for the sutras we have, I mean, even if we do not need it for this case, in many other cases, we support the sutra prayoga by saying Chandovat Sutrani. They are like the Vedas, and the prayoga is okay for Panini in the sutra, but not for classical literature. So that is
correct. So Panini is not to be underrated, rather he is to be equated with the Ash Prayoga or Veda Prayoga.
Yeah, that is true.
And especially that is why he has used the word Nityam. That although I have used in this way, none of you will use it in this way.
Correct. Yeah, that is the thing which I remember from what I've heard. But the thing is, if there is a possibility of giving it a logical explanation, like he said, but I have to see if Panini has used the Namudagama anywhere at all. So we have to look at it
that
and
would
see.
Be a very good point.
Yeah, if the rule, if it is true that he has done Namudagama where it is not it, and if he has not done it where it is it, that could be a logical explanation, which is always good. But even if not, we have an explanation. Vasuji?
Namaste ji, I want to add to this one more comment. I don't know whether it's correct or not.
Yes.
You apply this sutra, is that a possibility it will give a viparita artha or anishta artha?
You could say that in some cases maybe, but yan nachi is obviously yan and achi. I mean, there is nothing called nachi, so I do not know. I do not see any such possibility in this case.
Because he has been so smart in avoiding any description.
Yeah.
If he puts the rule there, then it's probably
Spashta Pratipati is also a possibility. To Spashtameva Vaktum Syat. That is also quite a possibility. Okay. Priyamada said Anachicha, but Anachi. Is it a Padanta as a question? Anachi. It says Anachi, which is Na Achi, or you have Na, A, and tasman nudachi. So anachicha cannot be an example, because in anachicha the nakara is not padanta. This clearly says namantasya padasya. Since nakara is not padanta, anachicha will not serve as a counter example for this, or an example of this. Okay, so let's all think about it. If anybody of you has anything, or maybe Ravi can ask Satishji and see what he says. I'll also try to find out more about this. A pratyahara is not a pada by itself, but when he says ikaha yan, the yan has gets supratyaya and gets lopa, because otherwise it would not be prathama vibhakti. We say it is prathama vibhakti, means it is a vibhaktyanta. There is prathama vibhakti added to it, and the supratyaya gets halnyanina lopa. Halnyabhyo dirghati tisya pratam hal. So it is a pada. Anything, I mean, anything that is used has to be a pada. Apadam na prayunjita ityeva niyamaha. If it is not a pada, we are not qualified to use it. It is not qualified to be used. It has to be a pada to be actually used. Okay. So, sannachyutaha. I'm not sure if I should start the next prakarana now. We've been wondering about Samskrita and everything for the past few days. The next prakarana starts it, but it is quite a long thing. It is 10 to 8 now. This will take at least till 9:15. Is everybody okay with it? 9:15 or probably 9:20. Or should we push it to next class? If it goes in one flow, at least for the next 10 minutes and see where we get, and then maybe I think it's better to stop or not. Okay, Samasuti is the next sutra. Paradvayamasti Samaha Suti Matavaso Rusambuddho Chandasi Iti Sutratu Ru Iti Anuvartate Samaha Iti Shashti Vibhakti Sam Iti Upasargasya Sthane Suti Pare Sut Iti Agamaha Keshanchana dhatunam suttite agamaha vidhiyate tasmin pare ruhu iti prathama vibhakti ru iti adeshaha bhavati ru ityatra ukaraha anunasikaha upadeshaya janunasika ityanena itsamya vartate tasya lopashta tasmad repaha adeshaha bhavati samo ruhusyat suti samaha upasargasya suti pare rutvam bhavati arthat makarasya sthane alontyasya etyanena antyadeshaha makarasya sthane repaha adeshaha bhavati iti sutrarthaha ru ityatra upadeshaya janunasikayata etyanena ukarasya itsamya asti tasya lopascha vartate sam karta ityasti karta iti kru dhatoho trijantaha tasya sam iti upasargaha. So we have sam and karta. Now, samparibhyam karotav bhushane iti kri dhatoh sut iti agamah kriyate. The kri dhatu gets a sut agama. Since it's an agama, it comes, tit agama, it comes at the beginning of kri. So you have samu, karta. This is your sut. Now, samasuti ityanena makarasya sthane rutvam arthat repha adeshah bhavati. Sar su karta. Samasuti iti rutvam. Sam karta iti sthite sudagame krite sar su karta. Atranunasika purvasya atra dosha hasti purvasya tuva iti sutra. So this actually, this is a sutra which is at the beginning of the Rutva Prakarana. If you saw there, Matuvaso Ruchandasi is where the Rutva starts, which is 831. And immediately he says, Atra. Atra means Rutva Prakarane. Purvasya Anunasikaha Vikalpena Bhavati. Purvasya Arthata Rephat Purvaha Yaha Varanaha. Tasya Vikalpena Anunasikaha Bhavati. Means in the entire Rutva Prakarana, wherever the Rutva Prakarana goes, in the entire Rutva Prakarana, before the repha, whatever is there before the rutva, that swara will get anunasika optionally. Atra arthatu ruprakarane rohu purvasya anunasikaha vikalpena bhavati. Sar su karta ityasti rutvam kratam rohu purvasya arthatu akarasya sakarottara akarasya anunasikaha bhavati. Sar su karta iti anunasikaha. So this tells optionally, once you had samu, the makara is converted to ru, and the one before ru, that is the swara which comes precedes ru, will get anunasika optionally, right? Atra anunasikaha purvasyatu va. Anunasikat paronu swaraha. So this is a very weird way of putting it. The sutra, if you just read it, looks like there is anuswara after anunasika. But that is not the interpretation. Anunasikam vihaya rohu purvasmat paraha anusvaragamaha syat. Anunasika iti lyablope panchami iti uchyate. Arthatu anunasikam vihaya ityarthaha. Wherever there is no anunasika, atra anunasika purvasyatuva iti anunasikaha vikalpena vihitaha. The anunasika was optional. So when there is no anunasika, roho purvasmat paraha anuswara agamaha syat. There is an anuswara agama. So one case is where the swara before ru gets anunasika. The other case is where there is an anuswara agama. So after the swara, roho purvasmat paraha, that is before ru and after the ru. Okay, let's see. Sar skarta, there is no anunasika. So the rohu purvaha akaraha akarat paraha anuswara agamaha bhavati. So there is an anuswara agama after the akara. You have samr su karta, right? So there is one case where samasuti ityanena makarasya rutvam kriyate sar karta tataha atranunasika purvasya tuva ityanena anunasikaha pakshe tadabhave atra anunasikat paronuswaraha ityanena anuswara gamaha. So you have two forms. One is sar skarta, where there is anunasika, and samr skarta, where there is an anuswara. Okay. So in both these cases, kharavasana yohu visarjaniyaha. We studied this sutra earlier, much before in the Atsandhi Prakarana. Kahartaha khari avasane chapare rephasya visarjaniyaha syat padante. Khari pare atra sakaraha vartate rephat paratvena sakaraha rephasya visarjaniyaha bhavati rephasya visargaha adeshaha bhavati arthat pashyamaha visarjaniyasya saha visarge krute kharavasanayor visarjaniyaha iti sutrena khari iti anuvartate khari pare visarjaniyaha visarjaniyasya saha syat. When followed by a kharvarna, the visarga is converted to sakara, is what this sutra tells. But there is an vikalpa to this sutra, va shari. So this actually we should be studying, we will be studying these sutras in detail in the visarga sandhi prakarana. Okay? This is told here only because of prasanga. Once we have the repha is converted to visarga, now we have to convert the visarga to sakara. The sutra to convert visarga to sakara is visarjaniyasya saha. Khari pare, when followed by khar varna, the visarga is converted to sakara. Is this sutra. But this is a nitya sutra. There is an optional sutra which tells va shari. Shari pare visarjaniyasya visarjaniya eva vasya. When followed by a sharvarna, the visarga optionally gets sattva and optionally remains as visarga. Okay. But now, in samskarta, when we have this, this gets visarga. After we do visarga, if we use visarjaniyasya saha, we should get sattva. But that is prevented by vashari, which tells there is an optional visarga. As an exception to both these, there is a vartika, which tells etad apavade, arthat visarjaniyasya saha ityasya apavade, vakshike visarge prapte. We get an optional visarga. Sampunkanam so vaktavyaha iti vartikam. This is sampunka. For all these, there is sattva. Instead of vashari, we get a compulsory sattva. Visarjaniyasya saha gave compulsory sakara, which was prevented by vashari, which gave an optional sakara. Now this tells if it is sam, pum or ka, there is compulsory sakara. Right? So what happens here is, in case of anuswara, you have sar karta. You have samus karta, samasuti ityanena rutvam, atranunasika purvasya tuva ityanena anunasikaha. Tataha rephasya visarjaniyaha, kharavasana yoho visarjaniyaha. Tataha visarjaniyasya sthane sampunkanam sovaktavyaha iti sattvam. Sanskarta iti rupam. Sanskarta. Anu, oh sorry, this has been interchanged. This is anunasika paksha and this, the one which comes now, is anuswara paksha. In the anuswara paksha, you had samskarta. There is samasuti where the makara is converted to repha, rutva, and then atranu, anunasikat paronuswaraha ityanena anuswaragamaha. Tataha kharavasanayor visarjaniyaha iti rephasya visargaha. Tataha sampunkanam sovaktavyaha iti sakaraha. You get samskarta. Samskarta and samskarta. There is one with an anunasika form and the one with an anuswara form. Right? I think we'll stop here. This actually goes on. But please, for the next class, please look at what we did today and be clear on how we got these two forms. Because we'll be developing on these forms. So I want you to go through the notes once and be clear on how we got to these two forms. The round symbol is because of the software. It does not allow to put a visarga after a anuswara. The visarga has to be after a swara, otherwise it gives this round symbol. Please ignore it. It just means there is some and an immediate visarga which is converted to sakara. Okay? So, we'll stop here. If you have any questions, you can ask now or next class.
Oh, Ravi. Okay, I'll try to upload this today.
That means that I have to upload this now. I'll try to. Okay. Yeah. I think we'll stop here and we'll continue this in the next class. Yenachara samam nanyam adhikapyamaheshwarat krishnam vyakaranam proktam kasmai paninaye namaha. भक्तिकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.